Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining me for this month's newsletter on spiritual recovery from the Amen. And this month, I'll start off with something that the mystics tell us. It's not so much what we see, but how we see it. So some of us have already experienced the peak of autumn. Some of us are seeing it now. Some will experience it in the coming month. And there are parts of the country that doesn't experience it very much at all. But all seasons do change, and how we perceive the change is up to us. Most of us accept its change of seasons. We might like one more than the other, but we've all have understood why seasons change or accept changing of seasons. Someone might not like the changes that happen, but I never saw anyone running around trying to put the fall leaves back on the tree. As beautiful as they were before they fell off, we generally understand this is just part of the process of the change of seasons. As a young teenager, my parents died of a debilitating disease. It took years to shut down their bodies finally. During the period of condition, when the condition was in full swing, they lost sense of all moral and ethical responsibility, which only deepened the pain around losing one's parents at an early age. About a year and a half later, I was given a book which would change my life's direction forever, the Bhagavad Gita. As I dumped through this substantial text, I came upon a few quotes that acted like glue to keep me from drifting away. In the second chapter, one said to me, "Everything in this world is temporary. God is everlasting. The soul is imperishable. And the body and the material objects are temporary." Then later in the book, another quote anchored me. It said, "Not a blade of grass moves without the will of God." And I thought, oh, there is a plan. Thank God. Everything around me is supposed to come and go, change, die off. Attachment to them is part of the pain I feel. Dying is not the end. I was raised Catholic and was going to parochial school at the time, but I couldn't hear the same message being taught there. I was in too much pain from the trauma I experienced. I needed another perspective to see and accept the change in my life. Changes in today's world are happening all around us. How we perceive the changes will reveal our conditioning and determine how much emotions and feelings and how they swing like a pendulum. Knowledge is different according to the different states of knowledge we are experiencing. Suppose our understanding is based on temporal things like politics, social and society, emotion, family, etc., things that are constantly changing, then our emotions and perceptions will continuously be in flux, emotion not anchored. Our feelings and perceptions themselves can traumatize us. What to speak of the very things we experience firsthand? Having our knowledge based on absolute truth will give us a solid foundation to see change without being overshadowed by our feelings. In last month's newsletter, in the second part, I wrote about discrimination and discernment. Discrimination of truth and absolute truth, only comes about by aligning ourselves with that which is everlasting, the eternal. When one is aligned with absolute truth, one can hear the truth of the world, the suffering, the corruption, the injustice, etc., but not be overwhelmed by them or misled by those who are projecting it to advance their own agenda. When in alignment, in light, there is also an understanding that although we might not understand all the suffering, corruption, and injustices that are happening, we do understand that there is a higher power at work. Trying to understand God, the unlimited, with our limited knowledge is like a toddler trying to understand quantum mechanics. By immersing ourselves in the eternal, the absolute truth, sacred scriptures, name of God, prayer, contemplation, there comes about a purification. This is the discernment written about in last month's newsletter. At the age of 18, I lived in an ashram for a few years. Some of the students would say to my guru, Srila Prabhupada, that the media and others are saying that you are brainwashing us. He would laugh and say, yes, I am washing the nonsense out of your head. To receive, you must give up your childish understanding of God, he would say. So how we perceive change is exactly how we will experience change. Do we base our understanding on that which is constantly changing, or on what the saints, sages, prophets of old have been passing on since our existence on this plane began? Our choice, only love. Michael John.